A South Dakota lawmaker says he has a way to capture more than $1 million in savings for the state university system, but he expects a lot of opposition. SDPB's Seth Tupper has the story.
When Ryan Maher looks at the administration of the two state universities in the Black Hills, he sees costly duplication. Maher, a Republican state senator from Isabel, added up the salaries of the top 8 or 9 administrators at each campus. The schools are Black Hills State University in Spearfish and the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology in Rapid City. The salaries total $1.2 million at Black Hills State and $1.5 million at the School of Mines. Maher is drafting a bill requiring the Board of Regents to consolidate the administration of the two schools. He says the savings from eliminating one set of administrative jobs could help reduce tuition.
Put that all under one administration, and they're 50 miles apart. It's 2020 with technology the way it is. There's no reason that you could not save the state some money by just combining administration.
Paul Barron is the executive director of the Board of Regents, which oversees the state's universities. He says Maher's idea needs a lot of discussion and examination before a decision is made.
Well, I think that there's an awful lot of opportunity for conversation with the legislature. I have great respect for Senator Maher and for the Appropriations Committee and how they're trying to move the state forward by making sure that we're as efficient as possible.
Maher does not expect the bill to pass this year. He wants to flush out the opposition and start the conversation.
You might not pass something your first year, but these bills that get filed, they have a way of coming around every 5 years and passing.
Lest anyone think Maher is picking on schools he doesn't like, it's worth noting where he went to college, Black Hills State, where he got a bachelor's degree in 2000. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.